School bus driver tested and arrested. I'm Paul Wallum with your news. Yesterday at 9:52 a.m., the Gillette Police Department was dispatched to the Foothills Mobile Home Park for a report of a school bus driving recklessly. Gillette Police Lieutenant Chuck Deaton provides more information.
Officers received a report of a school bus driving recklessly, to include leaving the roadway, running stop signs, and speeding inside the Foothill subdivision. Officers responded, located the bus picking up a child on Escheta Lane.
Deaton said officers contacted the bus driver, a 58-year-old female, who agreed to testing.
She agreed to attempt standard field sobriety tests and was subsequently arrested due to her poor performance. She appeared to be under the influence of a central nervous system depressant. She admitted to taking two prescriptions, both which are controlled substances, and she took those the night before. After she was taken into custody, officers located a partial pill believed to be acetaminophen and hydrocodone, which is also a scheduled substance or controlled substance. We also utilized a drug recognition expert from the Highway Patrol as part of this investigation.
Deaton said a sample of the bus driver's blood was also taken. Deaton said at the time of the arrest, there were five special needs children on the bus, as well as one adult aide. At the time of this morning's report, Deaton said what type of specific charges the 58-year-old may face were pending with the Campbell County Attorney's Office. That's a look at your Basin Radio News for this hour. With your news break, I'm Paul Wallum.